From Spark and Anvil and Character Forge, this is Molt in Chapter 1 of the Character Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Ink found Molt by the shaded pond at the far edge of the garden, where the air smelled of damp earth. On a flat, mossy rock, Molt was busy arranging a series of hollow, spiraled objects. He looked like a small, round hermit crab, his soft brown body tucked into a sturdy, weathered shell. Behind him, lined up in a neat row, sat four other shells. Each one was slightly smaller than the last, and all of them were completely empty. Molt was polishing the smallest shell with the underside of a damp leaf, working with slow, deliberate care. "That is a very clean collection," Ink said, stepping quietly over a thick root. Molt paused, his dark eyes blinking slowly in the dim light, before he shook his head. "They are not a collection at all," he said, touching the smallest one with his claw. "They are actually me." Ink tilted his head, studying the neat row of hollow shapes resting on the flat rock. "They look like empty houses left behind in the deep woods," he remarked.
"They were houses," Molt agreed, "but they were also my skin." He pointed a blunt claw at the smallest shell in the line. "This tiny one is who I was when I first crawled out into the light. This next one is who I became after my first big spring in the garden." He tapped each hollow spiral in turn. "And this is who I am today." He patted his current heavy shell, which was thick and dark and fit him perfectly. "I had to leave all the other shells behind as I grew." Ink crouched low, his knees cracking in the quiet afternoon air, and peered closely at the tiny first shell. It was no larger than a dried pea, pale and thin enough to let the sunlight pass through its walls. He tried to picture the round, soft creature beside him fitting into something so incredibly fragile. It seemed impossible, like trying to squeeze an oak tree back inside its original acorn. "You outgrow them as you get bigger," Ink observed. "I have to," Molt said, shifting his weight on the damp stone. "A shell that fit me last spring would crush my ribs today. When I grow, the old walls get incredibly tight and uncomfortable." He looked down at his claws, turning them over slowly. "It actually gets quite scary when you feel the old walls closing in around you, so I have to climb out, even though I know I will be soft and bare for a while."
The thought of being entirely shellless in a world full of sharp beaks made Ink shiver. He looked at the empty, calcified armor on the rock. "Doesn't it make you sad to leave all those old homes behind?" Molt rubbed his claw over the second shell, where a small chip showed near the opening. "A little bit," he admitted, his voice sounding soft against the rustling leaves. "I loved that tiny first one, but I could not have stayed inside it forever. If I had never left, I would still be the smallest, most frightened version of myself. The shells are not sad. They are just proof that I actually grew into someone new." Ink stared at the row of five shells, feeling a sudden, sharp click in his chest. The entire journey of a life was laid out right there on the mossy granite. It was a physical line stretching from who Molt had been to who he was now. That precise distance was the very thing Ink had been struggling to explain to his writers. "Molt," Ink said, leaning forward on his knees so they were eye to eye. "I teach a class about how to build characters that feel real to the reader." Molt tilted his head, looking puzzled by this strange problem of unchanging characters. "Do you mean they do not change at all during the story?" Molt asked.
"Not even a single bit," Ink replied, shaking his head with a sigh. "Nothing really happens inside their hearts, even when they face great dangers along the way." He gestured toward the neat row of empty shells resting on the flat rock. "Would you be willing to bring your shells to my class tomorrow morning?" Molt blinked his small dark eyes, looking surprised by the request. "Do you really want me to show them all my old empty selves?" "I want them to see every single one of your old shells," Ink said. It took nearly 20 minutes to prepare for the walk. Molt refused to use a basket, fearing the shells would knock and chip. Instead, they carried them two by two, cradled in their palms like fragile eggs. Ink carried the two smallest, which felt weightless and dry against his skin. Molt carried the middle two, walking with a slow, rolling gait to keep his hands level. Inside the cottage, the air was warm and smelled of cedar shavings and old ink. A dozen students sat around the long oak lesson table, their notebooks open and their pencils poised. They watched in silence as Molt carefully arranged his shells in a perfect line across the dark wood. He started with the tiny, translucent one on the far left and ended with his current, heavy home on the right.
A young writer named Pip leaned over the table, his nose inches from the smallest shell. "Is that tiny one really yours?" he whispered.
"It was indeed mine," Molt said, sitting back on his hind legs. "I lived in it when the great oak trees outside were just tiny sprouts."
Ink stepped up to the front of the room, gesturing to the table.
"This is not just a collection of pretty objects found on the beach," he said. "This is actually a physical map of a character's journey through life."
He let them study the shells in silence for a few long moments. "Now, imagine a story where Molt starts in that tiny shell, goes on a massive adventure, and ends up in the exact same tiny shell. How would that feel to you as a reader who wants a good story?" Ink asked. The students whispered quietly and shook their heads. Pip frowned, staring down at the tiny empty shell. "It would feel like a complete waste."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Molt. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.